Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Early in the year in Germany, there was an attack, really, mm-hmm. that occurred that really has not gotten a lot of attention. A lot of news, you know, hasn't been circulating around it, but it did happen. But, you know, let me back a little bit. We are aware of all of the refugees that are coming from Syria and the Middle East. Mm-hmm. And there have been many concerns that, you know, bringing in all of these refugees in could potentially make Europe, you know, unsafe because of the possibility, and in certain cases they've known facts that terrorists are coming into Europe, and now they want to, you know, bring them into the United States as well in different other areas to do jihad. And we found out that one of the assailants, one of the terrorists in the Paris attack, actually came in as a refugee. Well, you know, Germany has been one of the biggest countries that's opened their gates wide open to receive many of these refugees. And what just happened, you know, not too long ago in the new year, was they said about 1,000 men, this National Review's writing this, that 1,000 men participated in a sexual assault on women in the city of Cologne, Germany, in a train station on New Year's Eve. And many don't know that that is a form of jihad. You know, that is a form of jihad. Mm-hmm. That they abuse women, have sex with them, and now they become Muslim because, you know, anyway, it's just a crazy thing. And these women were assaulted, and it's been going under the radar, but reports are that nearly 200 women have filed criminal complaints in the city of Cologne.
Wow.
And the vast majority are you know, they're charging that this is bad, it's a sexual assault, we've been violated, but there have been few arrests. Though, you know, they've been making this plea. And so a lot of people, there have been 1.1 million immigrants in 2015 that have come into Germany. And now there's this big, big deal going on. And many people don't know that much about it because it's not being reported. And Germany's in an uproar. And other European countries are saying, hey, listen, we have a situation here. We have a problem on our hands. But it got me to thinking about the city of Cologne and how this city has so much deep, rich history. A lot of it not good at all. Some of it good, but it just got me to thinking about how important it is for us to be able to redeem the land. Oftentimes we look at a territory, we look at a place, and we say, well, that's no big deal. It's just property, right? Mm-hmm. It's just a piece of dirt. But the truth is that the land is significant. I mean, you know, Jonah was sent to the city of Nineveh, yeah. And, you know, you see movements now, God belongs in my city, right? Yeah. But, you know, God wants to save people in that city. He wants to save people in your country. He wants to save people in your town, in your village, wherever you live. And I think about America. Listen, if America wasn't here today, if America wasn't, what would happen to the rest of the world? So many missionaries have been sent out of this land, this piece of dirt called America, and it's a blessed property. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at, talking about land and property, if you look at the piece of property, the piece of dirt, if you will, where Haiti and the Dominican Republic both share, it's an island, literally cut in half, and one side of this island, which is Haiti, is impoverished. There's a lot of poor people there. They're children and families that are going hungry. I mean, they're hoping that they could eat just rice and beans. If they can eat rice and beans, they're happy. And then the other half of this island is the Dominican Republic, and they're blessed, and they're flourishing. Mm-hmm. And so you can go throughout, you know, the world and look at land and property and see what's going on there. And reportedly that the Haitians actually made a pact with the devil during the French had occupied, and there's some history there, but they made a pact with the devil, and that's why they're experiencing some of the things that they've been experiencing, and that needs to be broken. But you will look at the sins that have been done in different areas of the land. I'm not saying that America is perfect, because we certainly know that it's not, and there have been horrific things that have happened here, but certainly God's grace has been on this particular land. But as it relates to the city of Cologne, you're going to be surprised as we kind of walk through some of the events that happened in the city of Cologne. And it just kind of helps us to understand that, man, we need to be praying for our cities. We need to be praying for our territory. We need to repent for the things that happened, you know, in the places where we live, and to redeem that back, because it seems like there's a portal of hell that have been opened in different places. In fact, Rick Joyner writes about this in his book called Shadows of Things to Come. You're probably seeing an image of the book. I recommend it. Pick it up today. But in this book, he actually, and he is well written. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he's written over 40 books. He's a historian.
Very knowledgeable. Yeah.
Very intelligent man, and in tune with God. But he's written, one of the things he writes a lot about is church history and just history in general. And he writes in this book about the gates and the portals of hell and the portals of heaven, and that how they were moving into a time period where both of these portals in different parts of the earth are going to be expanding, and that we need to be praying and be in agreement to close these gates of hell, and that the gates of heaven, the open heavens, would be open. And we've been praying for quite some time that there's an open heaven on the Gulf Coast, and that God would move in our land and move in our area. And we encourage you to continue to pray for us. But let's examine and talk about some of the things that happened in the city of Cologne to give us some sort of perspective as to what happened. Well, they say that the province of Cologne was founded at the very time that of the birth of the Lord. So it dates back a long time. And one of the things that we find is that Nero, the Emperor Nero, his mother and his father both came from the city of Cologne. And you're probably seeing an image of Nero now. But if you don't know about Nero, he was a Roman emperor that was demented. I mean, he was literally sick in the head. He did a lot of horrible and evil things to Christians. In fact, he's responsible for the death of Paul and Peter. He fed Christians. They call it the Circus of Maximus, and it's basically this place where it's like a Colosseum. I think 150,000 people could be sat in this Colosseum. And they did chariot races, but he fed Christians to the lions there. And just horrific, horrific things for sport. For sport, one of the things he was known for doing too was he had these gardens. He would actually burn things on fire, and then he would blame the Christians and say the Christians did it. But also, he would put Christians on a pole and have them spread out throughout his garden, and he would have them dipped in wax, and he would light them on fire, have them lit on fire, just so that he can come out at night and be able to see his garden at night. This is the evil that that came out of the city of Cologne right from the very beginning, because his mother and his father originated from the city of Cologne. They say that they had so many temples and gods in the city that, I mean, just dates back for a very, very, very long time. The other thing that came out of the city of Cologne was the Crusades. And this is a horrific period in the time of the church, because it's the time where the church began to fight and do some really bad things. I mean, really bad things that we go back and say, my goodness, they were doing things in the name of God. There wasn't even the true church, because you can't, just because you say that you're following God, you know, Jesus said that you will know them by their fruit, not by what they say. And so just because someone says that they're a Christian or says certain things, even Jesus tells us that, listen, we know someone by their fruit. That's how you know them, by their fruit. Let their fruit speak for them. And I think that's a great example. But they decided to take things into their own hand and move really in a religious spirit, but they started fighting. And one of the things that reportedly said that the Pope claimed that he had a letter from heaven that basically said, listen, you know, called the European nations that they had to liberate the Holy Sepulchre. He had this mandate, and they were taking this march into Jerusalem, because the Muslims at that time had Jerusalem. So they were trying to fight against the Muslims, and that's where you have all the knights that came to fight, and they had all these estates. And one of the things that they did was, because you had to finance this stuff, is they mortgaged their property. They mortgaged their property, Steve, and they forced the Jewish bankers to loan the money. And so they mortgaged their property, and then once they started, you know, having victory and conquering and doing all these things, then they didn't pay the Jewish bankers back. They said, listen, because you killed Jesus, we're not even going to pay you back. And so there's been a lot of things. Hell has been unleashed from the city of Cologne because it did so much damage for the cause of Christ. Yeah. God wasn't in any of that. It wasn't in any of that. But this is what they started. We're talking about closing gates and portals of hell and praying for open heavens and how important it is to redeem the land. And we were talking about the city of Cologne, because the city of Cologne, Germany, is still in the news today and atrocities are still happening there. But we talked about how, you know, Nero was born in Cologne, and his parents were from Cologne, Germany. And that was the first Roman persecution came as a result of Christians, came as a result of Nero. But also the Crusades, the Crusaders. This was a horrible time, and the Catholic Church and the Protestants were involved in this too. But this was a horrible period in our history, because there were people that were doing things in the name of Christ that God was definitely not in. And people were being brutally killed and massacred. And Jews were being extorted for money. They were being killed. And it was just a horrible, horrible period. And Rick writes this in his book, Shadows of Things to Come. He says, during the following centuries, Jews were periodically assaulted and robbed, and at times, all the members of the Jewish ghettos were massacred, with only those who would submit to baptism being spared. Many Christians took stands against this tragic intolerance, including Bernard of Clairvaux, who tried earnestly to protect Jews from the bigotry and fanatical violence of the church, but with little success. This is horrible things that happened. So in this march, they had this mandate, and again, we're just, you know, waxing over some highlights because this goes into a lot of detail, but we're just kind of giving you the feel of what came out of this city, Cologne. They give you perspective and context, but they go on this march, and they're headed towards Jerusalem. At one point, I mean, they have leaders that are with armies of 600,000 people, children, women, I mean, all sorts of people that were fighting along with them. And since they were little trained, and they would come into a city, they would destroy the city. They would just ravage the place. They were undisciplined, untrained, and many of them died. But in this tragic victory in Jerusalem, they actually won. They won in Jerusalem. And once they had their captives, because the mayor at the time of Jerusalem was Muslim, he actually was pretty good to the Christians. He let them, you know, go under the Christian banner and separate even during the fight. So they thought they were going to be treated well, but the Crusaders didn't treat them well. Mm. They wound up killing everyone. When the Jews saw this, they ran into the synagogues and then the Crusaders went after them and burned up the synagogue. It was just a tragic, tragic victory, if that's what you want to call it. But all of this happened. All of this happened as a result of the birthplaces came out of the belly, if you will, of the city of Cologne, Germany. So you have Nero, you have the Crusades, and guess what? It's the root of communism. It's the root of communism, Cologne. The reports are that July 23rd, 1164, this Archbishop Rinaldo brought to the city of Cologne, check this out, Steve, he bought the city of Cologne bones that were supposedly the bones of the three wise men who saw the infant Jesus.
Wow.
Okay? So he brings these bones to the city of Cologne as a reward for the bishop's loyalty. Be careful of what people give you. And over a period of time, they put him in a golden coffin. And you're probably seeing this image, come up on the screen. But they put him in this golden coffin, and people came from all over the place to watch it. They came all over the place to come and as a shrine. And the crowds became so large, Steve, that they felt like they needed to basically erect a cathedral.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about this cathedral, and this is what religion does. I mean, it worships man-made created things. But they worked on this cathedral to house these people that would come and make this pilgrimage to worship bones of men that came to see Jesus, supposedly these bones. But there's an interesting story about this cathedral. He says, and I want to make sure I get this for you. He said, in August of 1248, the foundation of the Cologne Cathedral was laid as a place of honor for the bones of these three wise men. The building of this magnitude took more than 300 years. Now, to give you perspective, the United States is only about a couple hundred years old.
Mm-hmm.
300 years to build this cathedral, but it was a brief, remarkably stopped. It was abruptly stopped right in the middle of them building this cathedral. Right. And this is what a legend, as Rick writes. Listen, this is the story behind the story. He says that it's recorded that the master builder had to make a pact with the devil to complete the project of this cathedral. He had to make a pact with the devil. And the pact stated that an aqueduct had to be built from the city of Trier to Cologne so that the river of death could flow from Satan's throne. They're building this cathedral.
Wow.
They stop it because, as legend says, they had to make a pact with the devil because a throne, a river of death had to flow from the city of Trier to Cologne, just as the river of life flowed from the throne of God. Once this aqueduct was completed, according to the legend, Satan would allow the cathedral to be finished. This river, it would be a river of death, which ultimately eclipsed all the previous spirits of death that had originated from this city of Cologne, resulting in an estimated 100 million people that have died as a result of this. It's just crazy. Amazingly, the work of the cathedral was completed. Okay, it was done once they finished building this, mm-hmm. this aqueduct. And guess what came in place? In 1818, Karl Marx, the founder of socialism, the most powerful atheistic system, was born in the city of Trier. So right from this city of Trier,
wow.
Right where they said, Karl Marx emerged on the scene. And they said in 1842, he moved from Trier to Cologne, and the work on the cathedral actually mm-hmm. began. This is when it began.
Mm-hmm.
And it was finally completed in 1880. And Rick writes that there was no coincidence that it appears that the pact of the devil had been honored. And so out of Cologne, here you have Karl Marx, the founder of communism, and he published a newspaper out of the city of Cologne, and this is where he printed the Communist Manifesto.
Wow.
I mean, again, tell me that territories and land and cities and areas matter.
Mm-hmm.
But God has a way of redeeming the land. He has a way of restoring it, because out of this area and out of this same place, there's something else that was birthed in the city of Cologne. It was the birthplace of Zionism. And you're seeing a picture of Moses has. Zionism is basically of the Jewish movement that basically started, you know, this the Jewish people having a homeland. This was birthed in the same city of Cologne. And when we're looking at all this, we're looking at the big picture and saying, my goodness, all the way from Nero, all the way from the Crusades, all the way from, you know, the spiritual root of communism, these bones, this 300-year pact to build this cathedral with Satan. And then you have communism, which is basically supposedly a form of government, but it's a religion, where China today is a communist country.
That's right.
But yet, at the same token, is where heaven and hell collided, because God was able to redeem that. In fact, in that same city, there is a church that is vibrant right now that has people from multiple different nationalities that are reaching so many, over 2,000 people are part of this. And it's just amazing what has come out of this city and this area. And although this was a brief history, and we highlighted some things here for you, it's so important for us to understand that we have to contend for the land. You know, obviously God is interested in people. He's not just interested in a piece of property, but there were sins that have been committed on different lands. There are sins that have been done, and we need to go back and be able to repent
mm-hmm.
for the things that have happened. I think about all the shedding of innocent blood and how all that blood is poured out into the rivers. It's mm-hmm. poured out into, you know, the sewers. It's mm-hmm. poured out. It's in the land. I mean, God said that blood still cries out.
That's right. That's right.
And we can begin to start closing these portals of hell and believe in God for open heaven. If you look throughout the Bible, you know, areas where throughout the entire Old Testament where, you know, great victories, great places, great memorial things that have happened in the land, many times the Israelites built a memorial in this place. And they said, we called it, you know, this because this happened. And you find that throughout the entire Bible. And so it's important. We talked about earlier the city of Nineveh, that Jonah was called there to that city. And we want to encourage you that wherever you're living today, we want to take the land, you know, not in a physical way. We're not talking about that. We're talking in a spiritual way. We want an open heaven over the land. We want, you know, our prayers to go up. We don't want the brass heaven over our heads. We want God to hear us. But we need to respond. We need to respond to the things that have happened so much that oftentimes is either ignored or sometimes we don't even know anything about. But once we become aware of it, we need to be able to identify and say, Lord, that happened here, and I want to repent for that because I want your blessing.
Yeah. You know, and I think about it as you're saying that, you know, the importance of even recognizing this. I think about, you know, if you've been with us in our audience, you're aware of a man that we've played many times before that he's just in tears, broken, and he says, I want to repent for my sins that have brought this upon this land. And if you think about a wound that you have, and if it goes unaddressed, unhealed, it just begins to fester and get worse. Imagine that across a nation. Imagine that in your city. And it's just like, you know, begin that dialogue. You know, that's why we talk about abiding, and it's so important to hear what God is saying. It's like, God, you know, one of my most, you know, favorite scriptures is Acts 17, 26 and 27. It talks about God orchestrates the very times and exact places that you should live in hopes that you'd reach out to him. And where you live is not an accident. And, you know, begin to ask the Lord, why do you have me here? And dialogue and say, what's in this city that you can say, you know, Lord, this happened in this city. I acknowledge that this, Lord, I just repent for what has happened. Lord, I ask that you would just forgiveness. That you just forgive us for what we've done in this city. And it might not even be in your generation. It might have been multiple generations ago. And it's like God honors that. God says he looks for someone to stand in the gap. And we can, you know, just for those who are following Jesus, look at the power of repentance. Yeah. And you're acknowledging, oh my goodness, God, I repent for the life that I've lived. I ask that you would forgive me. And it's just like, that's just one life. Imagine the decisions and the choices that are made in a nation, and what we can do by just saying, God, this happened. God, forgive me.
Yes.
Forgive our nation.
Yes. Well, listen, and those are the bad things, but what about all the great things? What about all the revivals and the outpourings that have happened all over the country, maybe in your own city? Listen, those portals, those open heavens, we want to pray. We want to say, God, would you do it again? Pour out your spirit over our land, over our city, over our area. We need a third great awakening.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.